action when they shined and re-signed and then they cut Dante. Did you guys feel that was an opportunity for you guys to step in and start the lineup?
I mean, obviously that's a big loss losing to Sean. You know, he's a great player, and you know, we wish him nothing but the best of with him being in Jacksonville. But this league's all about opportunities, and I was definitely excited for the opportunity to be able to step up for this organization, and I know guys around me are excited for that same opportunity.
Yeah, it was kind of a unique situation. They're obviously great guys to learn from. They were great leaders, great examples out on the field. But at the same time, when you come into this league, you look to compete every day. So it really didn't change my approach at all because I was looking to compete for a starting position, regardless of whether they were here or not. And that was what you expect from anyone on your team. So it didn't change too much, but it was kind of a loss just losing those leaders on the field.
How do you guys feel about getting the OTAs, the rest of them off?
You say it
this
again?
Was your last OTA practice, even though you got that golf tournament.
How we feel about it being done with?
Yeah.
I love the game. So anytime I'm able to go out on the field and compete, you know, it's always exciting. You know, with this last OTA coming down to the end, and then we have a mandatory minicamp next week. You know, I'm excited for another opportunity to step out on the football field before the season really starts in 7-8 weeks. And so, you know, it's kind of that one last, you know, we talked about it today, 1 degree, getting better next week with the 3 practices that we have. And I believe that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And, as Jordan was saying, you cherish every opportunity that you have to step on this field and play this game. So, you know what I mean? It was a decision that coach made for the betterment of the team. Guys maybe needed some time off or whatever it may be. But we're going to take advantage of the time that we do have on the field. We got 3 more practices, so we're going to attack those with everything we have.
You guys kind of put your own sort of stamp or identity on maybe just the safety position specifically?
Absolutely. We realize that this is a new team, so we kind of have to take ownership of it as a safety group and as a DB group. So we're looking forward to kind of establishing an identity, not only for the secondary, but for the defense as a whole. Primarily just a dominant defense. Whatever form that ends up taking, we plan on being very physical, making plays all over the field, just dominating in every aspect of football and of the defense.
You didn't play a ton last year. Did you feel if you needed to have played, you would have been ready? And, like, how big is the jump you feel personally from last year to now when you step on the field?
One thing that I learned early on in this league is that you have to be ready for any opportunity that you get and take full advantage of it. So I always made sure that I was prepared to step in to a starting role whenever I had to. Didn't happen very often last year, but I felt prepared every time that I had to. And also coming into this year, the same goes, just making sure that I'm always prepared as a starter or as a backup. You always want to make sure that you're ready to go for any opportunity that you have.
Jordan, getting back to how familiar are you with this defense, having been part of it a couple years ago, and is it kind of as similar as you remember it as far as when you think back to 2013?
A little bit. I came in around week 6 my rookie year to Cleveland when Ray Horton was the defense coordinator here, and I think, you know, being here for that time kind of did give me a little bit of a jump start on just the verbiage and you know, just the little things with the defense. And so, you know, I'm still learning more about this defense every single day. You know, it's a fun defense to play in, and obviously you saw Gibson go to the Pro Bowl in this defense. And so some that, you know, I'm excited about, and some that I think all of our safeties, you know, are going to be able to compete and play in. And so definitely excited about this defense that Coach Horn's bringing to us, and you know, we're going to go from there.
Obviously, you guys have been running with the ones, but they brought in Raheem Moore and drafted Derek Kinder too. So how do you feel about the competition, and do you feel like you guys are really being pushed or pushing each other?
This league's always competition. Every day, as soon as you wake up in the morning, so as soon as you go to bed, what you're doing on the field, off the field, in the weight room, it's always competition. And the guys around us can play. We believe that we can play too. And so it's always going to be competition, and that's why you play the game. You know, it's fun. It's a fun game to play, and it's always competition on the field.
Yeah, and it's a great atmosphere, not only in the DB room, but the entire team. That's something that Coach Jackson has stressed, just the importance of competing and making your, not only yourself better, but also your teammates better every day, every opportunity you get to step on that field and improve yourself.
You've been around Justin Gilbert for a couple of years now. Do you see, the coach was just raving about it, do you see a change in him on and off the field from the first couple of years to what you've seen so far this year?
100%. Justin Gilbert, you know, the world knew when he came into Cleveland he was, you know, a hell of an athlete, and he still is. And to see him grow the way he's grown, I believe he came in the year after me. To see him grow the way he's grown on and off the field is something, you know, this team needs. And I truly believe this team is going to need him to help us win games. And, you know, he's becoming one of the guys, and you know, he's being more and more vocal every day on the field. And it's exciting.
Jordan, you feel like one of the leaders in the group right now?
Say it again.
Do you feel like one of the leaders in the defensive backfield though?
I mean, being a safety, I feel like that's almost the attitude you have to have. You know, you're always talking, always making calls, and especially in this defense. And with being here, this being my fourth year here, you know, I'm still learning from a lot of older guys, and I have learned from a lot of guys in the past, Whitner, Gibson, you know, even Jimmy Leonard when he was here. And so I believe that my role is going to be, I'm going to have to be a little bit more vocal, but at the same time, you know, when it's time to lead, it's time to lead. When it's time to follow, it's time to follow.
Jordan, you just said you've seen Justin Gilbert grow on and off the field. Do you think this year that it's going to show up for him, and he's going to turn the corner and kind of become the player that everybody's kind of waiting to see on the field consistently?
Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind that Justin Gilbert's going to do that.